Namabas. What is Namabas? Devotees chant the name as part of their sadhana. Sadhana is always done consciously and with a purposeful intent. Namabhas is not a stage of sadhana. It is not chanted consciously. If one is chanting nam as part of one's sadhana, then it can never be considered not Namabhas. And a bhas is an act of devotion done incidentally. A Jamil called his son, whose name was Narayan. That was Namabhas, because the intention was to call his son, not to engage in Nam Bhajan, or not to call Bhagavan Narayan. A Jamil's calling out of his son Narayan was not a purposeful act of devotion and not an activity of sadhana. No one sits down to chant Krishna's name as sadhana with an intention to offend Bhagavan. One simply chants Krishna's name and may commit an aparad either while chanting or at another time. Therefore, there is no possibility that nam aparad or nam bhas are a stage of sadhana, of nam sadhana. If one's chanting Krishna or Ram or Hare directly referring to Krishna Bhagavan, then one is chanting Nam. If one is chanting the word Dairam, the word Ram, the chanting Ram as far as Dairam is another example of Namabhas. The name is always the name and it's always pure. There's no such thing that a neophyte chants the Namabhas and gradually comes to the level of chanting Namabhas and finally the pure name. There's no such thing described anywhere in Goswami Shastra. So one is chanting the Maha Mantra. How can that be Namabhas? Because one is calling Krishna's name, not someone else's name. For a sadhaka, the holy name of Krishna is always the name. The only obstacles are offenses against the name. As one becomes clear of offenses, the name manifests its potency to the chanter. Offenses are like a cloud that covers the vision of the sun. Clouds are offenses. They obscure the radiance of the name from our vision. The name is always pure and full of potency, but offenses act like a barrier between the name and us. They obstruct our vision of Krishna. In the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, second chapter, canto 6, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, it talks about four stages of Namabhas. Stova, Sankhe, Prayas, and Hela. But these types of Namabhas are not a form of sadhana. Hela Nam is not sadhana. The holy name of Krishna is not different from Krishna's always pure, but the full potency of Krishna's name may not manifest in the heart of a Sakya, even though one may be chanting the name.